Blog Talk Radio.
Wandering around, wondering why I hit the glass with so much speed. What was I doing that I didn't see the glass? I was moving way too fast. I was moving way too fast. Felt like I was standing still. So I tried to gain some speed with my mind and with my will, wanting to feel something moving in me, moving like the fishes in the sea, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the real vibration, sweet liberation. There was no way to know that her dream of love was sweeter than the truth that came to pass. And the dream is still a dream, especially when you're moving fast. She was moving way too fast, felt like she was moving slow. So she tried to gain some speed with her mind, and off she goes, wanting to feel something deeper within, deep like the power in the wind, rushing to get it done, needing to be one, with the real vibration, sweet liberation, rushing to get it done.
Everybody, and welcome to Enlighten Up Radio. I had you on the speakerphone for a minute. Sorry about that. Good morning. Welcome. Happy Monday morning. Marvelous Monday morning to you. Coming to you live from Makaua'au Town in the islands, on the island of Maui in Hawaii. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Enlighten Up Radio. I am your host, Lisa Sahaki, and if you're listening to Enlighten Up Radio for the first time, I want to welcome you. I want to invite you to listen to some of the archived shows. You know, the two shows prior to this, we talked about solving for chaos and solving for peace. Really want to encourage people to go back and listen to those archived shows. They're really, I'm probably going to do a TED Talks or something like that on that down the road. But solving for chaos and solving for peace is what we talked about. And the reason why we do that is because, again, if you're listening to the show for the first time, what we do is we gather here every Monday morning. We talk about things that are here to enlighten up our energy, enlighten up our way of being, enlighten up our entire world. How do we do that? We go within. We go within, we have conversations, we become authentic with who we are, we get real about what's going on, and we start bridging that gap between where we're at and where we want to be, and we realize that where we want to be is right where we're at right now. Yep. There's not a lot to do. You know, there's a level of acceptance that starts to happen. And, you know, you do say that the youth is wasted on the young. It is somewhat wasted on the young, I'd have to say, if I would have known a lot of this stuff that I know now. And I could not have known it until I got older. So why do I do Enlighten Up Radio? Well, a lot of people wake up looking for inspiration, looking for motivation, looking for enlightening conversation and prose and wisdom and some tangible tools that they can take into their week to get their week off on the good foot. And what does that mean? That means that we gather here. We're open for live Q&A. If anyone has any questions, you can always call in at 646-716-9768. Again, 646-716-9768. We get together and we just have a little conversation about what's happening in our world. Always open to live Q&A, both now live on the show and also do you have any questions after the show? You can reach me directly at 310-569-1804, 310-569-1804. Again, you're listening to Lisa Sahakian on Enlighten Up Radio, and I'm really grateful that you joined me this morning. We are fourth week, I guess now, third or fourth week into the month of January, the year of 2015. And let's check in with ourselves. But before we check in, let's give some nice gratitude conversations to Ricky Byers-Beckwith for her musical inspiration, One with the One with the One. Isn't that a great song? Really learning to become one with the one, that's really the essence of this show of Enlighten Up Radio. What happens over time is that we learn that we are one with the one. And it's really, like the word said, it's a sweet vibration, a sweet liberation when we come one with the one. So thanks again, Ricky, for all your beautiful musical inspiration today and every day for the planet, not only for this radio show. And also thanks to the listeners across the globe, my steady, constant listeners that have been listening for how long now? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time, your energy, and most of all, what you're doing. You're doing your part. You're keeping up your end of the stick, your agreement to really evolve in this lifetime, to make your life experience a better life experience overall. So I thank you. I thank you on behalf of the planet as well for doing what you do, because when one of us is affected, we're all affected. We're all connected. You're all absolutely connected. And then I want to thank Hawaii Home Makeovers and Frank Visconti, for who is our sponsor while we're here on the island. Hawaii Home Makeovers and Frank Visconti take care of all of your remodeling needs here on the island of Hawaii and the other islands as well. So if you have any questions or need anything done on the island or anywhere on the planet that you feel called, Hawaii Home Makeover is a great place to start. He's been serving the islands for at least 7 years now. And again, his name is Frank Visconti. He's the owner of Hawaii Home Makeovers. And so now that we've done our salutations, I want to thank myself for a minute here. The reason why is because, you know, candid transparency, open dialogue is really quite necessary and vital to the planet. And I'll tell you why. So I came to Hawaii this time around. I'm telling you a story on purpose, with a purpose for a purpose, because I want you to see the process of how life can unfold for all of us when we pay attention to what's happening, because it's all really a sign. My teachers really reminded me and taught me very well to pay attention to all the signs. So it was a very, very, very hot weekend in October, I believe. Yeah, a hot weekend in October, and in L.A., It was ridiculously hot. It was so hot in Calabasas that I literally left the house and went to Malibu. I went to Broad Beach in Malibu every day and just kind of played in the water. I decided, you know, can't beat him, join him. So why not just go with the flow? And I have that kind of leverage and flexibility in my lifestyle. I've created that. I've co-created that in my life. And so every day I would pick up in my soul purpose, S-U-L, soul, I'll say it that way, purpose was to get and go to the beach. So I went to the beach. And I'm thinking, okay, so where's my next destination to live? And I'm staying in this really expansive place, and I'm walking on the beach in Malibu, and I'm doing this big positive affirmation, affirmative prayer, giving things for the perfect place on the beach, you know, commanding to the universe exactly what I wanted, thanking for the beautiful, perfect place in Malibu, which still may transpire in this space and time continuum that's all happening at one time. You know, I may have said that treatment, made that statement, command to the universe for another point in time, but I was really quite sure, and so was my ego, that prayer that I made was coming from a place of absolute manifestation of finding myself a home last fall in Malibu, okay? Taking a sip of my coffee with you this morning. So it was something that I thought was going to happen, and then I was looking into places to stay in Malibu. Long story short, I thought, well, fourth quarter's quite slow. I stayed open. Fourth quarter's quite slow, as is first. There are a lot of things ruminating and percolating on my plate, a lot of things really in the slow cooker, if you will, and things were not really going to start happening until first quarter. So I thought, well, let me just take my expansive state of being a little bit larger, and something, it was a feeling, told me to, you know, if you're going to do this here, why not go ahead and just do this on the Hawaiian Islands? Why not go take care of yourself on the Hawaiian Islands? So when I was fervorously seeking housing in L.A., something very calm and very quiet came over me, and I was fully reminded to consider looking at the rent and everything in Maui. So I looked at Maui and everything, and I got here, and I had all these plans, and long story short, you know, I had all these plans. I had this plan to move to Malibu, right? That didn't happen. I had this plan once I got on the island of Hawaii or of Maui that I would be working specifically with the Temple of Peace, and I set up all these things and whatnot, and I really had a lot of things, quote, lined up, if you will. And they were quite lined up, dates and everything, and everything fell through. Not only the housing situation in Malibu that moved me to come to Maui, but everything that happened or that I was planning on was not catching, was not holding. And so I have enough life experience to know when things happen to get very, very still, whether they're happy, happy, happy things or what the heck? What the heck's going on kind of things. You know, it's the same vibration that's happening. Spirit consciousness, this powerful presence on the planet has a way of communicating with us in the invisible, in the inaudible, in everything that we're doing while we do everything without us really knowing it until we start training ourselves to become more conscious of the inaudible, audible, and the invisible. And so I have become a master of that, and I'm learning, I'm gaining more self-mastery skills in that. I look forward to having a higher experience of it, and it happens over time. But what happens is, while life is happening, there are energies, things that are also happening simultaneously. And it was very clear to me that within 24 hours after setting up my entire teaching, I had all these teaching gigs set up here now in Maui. a lot of prosperity workshops, and I was going to, boom, plain mistake. I hold the space of prosperity and manifestation very, very, very well. I've been told that, and I know that by just by the way I live my life. And it's nice that I got affirmation from a kahuna on the island that that's what I do. So it's just a vibration. And those who work with me are in relationship with me on some level, whether it's as a client or in a friendship relationship or an intimate relationship. Those who are in my realm experience this very, very high frequency of manifestation themselves. It's really quite fun and miraculous. It's something that's been happening that I'm aware of consciously since I was about 16 years old. So I know now that I'm really well taken care of. And then also I know on a physical, mental, human plane that entrepreneurs always make more money. Entrepreneurs, if you are, when you become an entrepreneur, when you really, really release and accept your way of living as your way of living and really embrace it, entrepreneurs can always find another way to make money. There's always a way to do that. And you can train yourself not only in the invisible to manifest that, but also at a tangible level. And that's what I do with the self-mastery work that I offer. I really anchor, as Reverend Michael says, from Agape International Spiritual Center, to keep one foot in heaven, Lisa, and one foot in the hood. So self-mastery, the financial component, best way to describe that kind of self-mastery in your prosperity and finances is to keep really one foot in heaven and one foot in the hood. So while I was getting the doors closing once I arrived here on Maui, I thought, okay, one foot in heaven, one foot in the hood, no big deal. You know, one door closes, a lot of other doors open. And when I came here, I was still coming down off of finding my own self-healing, off of a lot of anxiety I was experiencing and a lot of slight depression and severe anxiety, we'll put it that way. I think the anxiety was brought on, or the depression was brought on by the anxiety, because I just started feeling so immobile. And thank goodness that all those things went away. The reason why I'm disclosing all this personal information, because I really want to share with you guys that it happens with all of us. Regardless of our level of consciousness, self-mastery, enlightenment, life continues to happen. People think that once you become enlightened, if you want to call it that, that your life's cares go away, and that's not true. It's absolutely not true. What starts to happen is a lot of stuff that we don't have 12 minutes and 5 seconds to go over in the rest of this radio show. And again, if you have any questions, please call in. I can always fill up the airwaves with educational information. That's what I've been doing for a long time, and I'm happy to give more information. But 646-716-9768, or after the show, 310-569-1804. You can also get free coaching content on my YouTube channel, as well as and you can email me for a free audio guided meditation, Envision Your Life of Self-Mastery, and you can also email me for a free copy of my first book, Inspired Living Daily Affirmations. So there's lots of free content for you, for your beloved, your tribe. Remember, there's only one tribe, right? So in enlightenment, there's really only one thing going on all the time. And in our enlightenment, we realize that it's all happening at the same time and that life never really goes away. And we learn this level of self-mastery so we can learn to navigate with the world. So, you know, I packed all the dresses for presentations, and I was fully prepared to have a specific experience. Lo and behold, those experiences did not happen. But what did happen was something that I could not have planned. And this happens over and over again in my life. And that's why I have so much working faith, so much physical faith, so much experiential faith, that the faith that I had of 10 armies before I had true faith of experience, I should say, before I had the faith that was based on experience, I had a tremendous faith that was just part of me. I always knew things would work out. But now that I'm gaining all these experiences, what I realized when all those things went away, all the speaking engagements here on Maui, there was something higher happening. So I really let go even deeper of any kind of agenda that I had. And I just allowed myself to be in the flow. So I'm all the way here. What are you going to do? Well, live in paradise for a while. See what that feels like. So I did that, and lo and behold, as some of you may or may not know, I was able to relax, rest, remember, meditate, release, let go, allow my own natural wholeness to emerge again. Again, I was able to allow my own wholeness to emerge again. It was really wonderful. I'm no longer on anti-anxiety medication, no longer. They were very, very, very small doses. I mean, minuscule doses, but enough to make a difference. And the other one was an antidepressant medication. Again, the fraction of a fraction of a fraction of an antidepressant medication that I was taking at night. And both of them are no longer needed. Thank God for Western medicine. Thank God for Western medicine. Someone once told me, Reverend Coco, one of my great teachers at Agape, Reverend Coco at Agape, the ministerial director for One from the Heart Ministry, one of the largest grief and support groups in the country, if not the world, she had set up. And she once told me years ago, I was having this terrible toothache, and I was sitting at one of the booths at Agape serving, and I was just in excruciating pain, but serving with a smile on my face, you know, suffering, ultimately serving, but suffering. And she goes, Lisa, what's wrong? And I told her I had a toothache, blah, blah, blah. She just basically gave me some straight information that I carry with me for the rest of my life. And I share it with all of you. You know, oh, I don't want to take anything. It's not good. You know, a lot of the spiritual woo-woos or people, the Tylenol, it's bad for the liver. These things that we say, of course, best to find the wholeness and the healing within ourselves, find the equanimity, the balance, the place and space with us where we become our own best healer. You know, when you look at people like Jesus the Christ who walked the planet, who was a, quote, healer, he just knew his divinity. I say just because anyone can do it. Anyone can not only manifest whatever they want, you can manifest your own healing and your own health and wholeness. It's absolutely possible. And it's really up to us. We can get a lot of people to help us, but it's up to us to make the shift. So I listen, looking back from that day on the beach in Malibu all the way to me sitting on this beautiful lanai and looking at the view of Maui right now from my balcony. Had I stopped any of that process, had I fought any of that process, had my ego been heaven bent on staying in Malibu, had I taken all of those classes and taught all those classes while I was here at the Temple of Peace, none of this self-healing and wholeness would have been revealed. I don't think that they would have revealed. I really don't think that would have happened because I would have been functioning from the same paradigm. So how we do anything is how we do everything. And I say that a lot. And another really great saying is, you know, you cannot solve the problem at the same level of consciousness that created it. That's something that Einstein said. Einstein said, you cannot solve the problem at the same level of consciousness that created it. So there was really virtually no way that I could have brought myself to this space of health and wholeness and healing without having all of those setbacks that were setups for more success. All of those seeming setbacks that were setups for more success in my life. I look back, I do my own string theory of evolution, of understanding. I take a look and I just look at everything as objectively as possible. And this even has to do with people. that are giving us challenges in our life. You know, we apply this to everything, but there's almost no way that I could have handled, addressed, allowed, revealed this innate sense of wholeness that I knew was in me. I was so frustrated, listeners. Let me tell you, I was running around, especially for the last year, 2014. I knew that there was that whatever I was experiencing in my anxiety and depression, I knew that it could go away, but I was addressing it from the level that I was creating it. A lot of fear, really a lot of fear from a lot of old stories, And, you know, with about 4 minutes and 24 seconds left on the show, let me address what we do with self-mastery. Any teaching is not, should never be the only ultimate teaching. You know, there's no one teaching for everybody. I believe that all teachings that are based in high truth will have the same effect of revealing truth, universal truth, revealing oneness, that there's only one tribe on the planet, revealing our authenticity. Any real good universal truth will reveal all of these authentic things within us so we can start having a more a real, more authentic life experience. So if that's the case, there's just absolutely no way we can do it when we're coming at it from the same place that we were before. So if you're coming at your life, going at your problems, going at your issues, looking at your life the same way you have for a long time, I really encourage you and invite you to set up a free self-mastery coaching, free, quick, little complimentary coaching session, okay? 310-569-1804. I really invite you to do that. And or email me at lisa@inspiredlivingwithlisa.com. lisa@inspiredlivingwithlisa.com. So if you're going about your life in the same way, okay, and if you're listening to coaches and you're listening to gurus and guides and you're feeling more anxious and you're questioning and they're filling you with self-doubt. Now, it's one thing if a coach or a guide or a guru triggers you to inspire you, but if you're leaving someone or some space of somewhere feeling lower energetically than you did before, if you're feeling defeated and not inspired from the presence, from the company, from the tribe, from the people, from the gurus that you're hanging out with, you want to hightail your tail out of there as quickly as possible. Do not second guess it. Go with your gut. Go with your instinct. You have not failed. There are always lots of do-overs in this life. In fact, life is full of do-overs that move us from glory to greater glory when we start looking at it from a more enlightened perspective. So, with less than 2 minutes on the show, I want to thank everyone for listening to this show today. I want to encourage everybody to start, if you haven't done so already, really start looking at your life from the most authentic standpoint as possible. It will not be easy. I will guarantee you that it won't be easy, but I also will guarantee you that it can be done. It can be done. I can do it. Many people on the planet do it. So I encourage you to start going in, start meditating on a daily basis. That would be the first thing I would really inquire you to do, and maybe even take into the question into yourself, into your meditation, you know, should I set up a coaching session, a self-mastery coaching session, or even with another teacher? Bring this. If you are suffering, don't suffer anymore. Ask for help. Be courageous enough to ask for help. When you open the doors and ask for help, a floodgate of universes start co-creating and conspiring in your benefit. This is Lisa Saakian, one of the universes co-creating and conspiring in your benefit. I want to thank everyone for listening in. Thank you, Ricky. Thank you, Hawaii Home Makeover. Thank you, listeners. May the longtime sun shine upon you on this gorgeous Monday. May all love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. This is Lisa Sahakian. You're listening to Enlighten Up Radio. Love, joy, peace to all souls. Wonder. wandering around, wondering why. I hit the glass with so much speed. What was I doing that I didn't see the glass? I was moving way too fast. I was moving way too fast. Felt like I was standing still. So I tried to gain some speed with my mind and with my will, wanting to feel something moving in me, moving like the fishes in the sea, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the real vibration, sweet liberation, rushing to get it done. There was no way to know that her dream of love was sweeter than the truth that came to pass. And the dream is still a dream, especially when you're moving fast. She was moving way too fast, felt like she was moving slow. So she tried to gain some speed with her mind, and off she goes, wanting to feel something deeper within. Seems like the power in the wind, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the real vibration, sweet liberation, rushing to get it done. Shine.